Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. I'm recording on my old phone because whenever I try to record through the Podbean app on my new phone, for some reason it just, there's a lot of popping and it sounds distorted as if like the speaker is blown out or something. I don't know. It's just, it makes a crackling noise when I speak, so I'm pulling out the old phone and recording on that app. I got it to stop working last week to stop doing a crackling last week, but for some reason today I can't get it to not do that. So I'm back on the old phone, and I have to make this easy. I can't record this on some tertiary. I tried to sound smart. Secondary or tertiary app or device or handheld, whatever, that is too much. It makes it too easy for me to come up with excuses to not get the shit done. So I have to do it the easiest way possible. All right. So as always, up the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, whatever you want to call it. I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, coworker, your tax guy, your past, tell somebody about my little podcast, okay? Help me grow this thing. Help me grow my podcast. If I sound a tad distracted, I'm watching this, the beta of a video game. And if you're not a nerd, a beta is an early iteration of a video game, and they'll have these open beta trials where basically people can go in and play and you can give feedback to developers and shit. And this game, Division 2 open beta, just came out and I'm watching it. I used to be a huge gamer. I would have bought this game years ago and played it a lot, but I've tried to buy games recently and I'll play for a couple hours and I'm like, why did I waste my money on this? Even though I like it, I just don't watch it. I can't play it anymore. So now I just watch. And I know that's weird and people make fun of young people for doing it, but it's just like, I'm only gonna play about 2 hours of a game. So why not just watch it and save myself the 60, 70 bucks and the time? Because now you can't even just buy a game and start playing it. It's like you gotta, if you don't have an account with a company, you gotta make a fucking profile, give them your information, and then you gotta log into like DICE's website for some reason, and then you gotta get it. Once you do that, you gotta make a profile. Then you gotta download the file for the game. And then you download the game. Now the game is on your Xbox. And then once you download that, you start to try to play it. And it's just like, oh, you need to update it. And my boy does a whole joke about this shit. But it's true. It's just like, you get the game and you have to spend 2 hours downloading shit. Or signing up for some account for some game developing company. It's just like, why can't this be like back in the day? You bought a game, you put the shit in, and you just played it. No, you got to do all this extra shit. Now I see why, like, when you buy a game, you can, like, just schedule for it to download at midnight. Because if you get home from work, and, like, back in the day, it's like, oh, I got the new 2K. I'm going to just pop it in and play. No, it's like, you get home at 5, you start downloading shit. That's going to take fucking 2 hours. Then you got to do the updates. And then you try to, you never played with us before? Hey, come to the Ubisoft website, man. Then you go there, create the bullshit, try to log on through Xbox. It's like, oh, we don't recognize your username and the password. Then you got to fucking do that shit again. But all right, I digress. So now I'm watching games. I used to make fun of the young people. Now I'm watching games. So if I'm a little distracted, I'm watching Division Two. I'll get my fill, and I'll be done. And I save myself all this time and money. But I already fucking said this. So, milestone. For those who don't know, I have a 6-year-old son. His name was Miles, and I like to do these milestones. And sometimes they're big, sometimes they're not. And right now, it's nothing huge. It's just I have the youngest, I mean, the oldest 6-year-old on the planet. Every day he wakes up, it's just like, oh, my knee is killing me. My back hurts. My neck. I'm so sore. But, and part of me, like, I want to, because I'm, like, funny about health stuff, you know? And I want to, like, ask a million questions about each little injury because I'm, like, is he okay? Is something wrong? Is he going to be okay? What are the symptoms? Like, I want to know everything, and I want to validate every small injury or feeling that he has. But I don't want to, like, download my fears onto him and be like that. So I kind of have to, like, I mean, obviously take it seriously, but I can't, like, freak out about it like I normally would. So it's a weird balance of acknowledgement but not going overboard, you know. So that's where I am, is dealing with injuries every single morning from a 6-year-old. But I'm trying to, oh, so I had to do a pop-in yesterday at school. He was kind of talking a lot, so I did the old mean dad thing and I popped in. I think that's why they call us pops, because we like to pop in. And his back stiffened when he saw me. And dude, you cannot sneak up on, you cannot observe your child in a school setting, because kids announce your presence immediately. I mean, like, I'm standing off in the hallway trying to get, like, an angle so I can see where he is and see how he, you know, just to get a true look at how he acts when we're not around. And little kids just, they notice everything, and it's just like a sliver of my head was in the doorway, and they're like, "Miles, your dad, your dad's here. Look, there he is. He's watching." It's like, Jesus, I'm trying to catch this kid, you know. I ain't trying to catch him, but I just want to see how he really is. That's all. But he was excited, so I stuck around for his power up core class. Went to gym. Gym seemed pretty fun. Brought back a lot of memories about just being a kid in elementary school. And, man, it's just, I don't know how those teachers do it, man. Just dealing with those kids every day, that many. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. But, yeah, I got to meet a few more of the teachers, and he seemed to be excited. The kids asked me a lot of questions. Who am I? What am I doing here? Is Miles your son? How old is Miles? Just stuff like that. But, yeah, gotta be involved, gotta be in the kids' lives, and let them know that you can't just be fucking up because dad is watching. I used to have my dad pop in. That was the worst feeling. But I was, like, in 7th, 8th grade, like, where when I knew I was fucking up and being a smartass, and I would be in there cracking jokes, and I would just happen to look up in that window and see Bob Jones just standing there. Oh, that was just the most terrifying feeling in the world. You know, you're in the middle of a bit. You're killing in class. Killing. You're being smart. And you're looking out the window. And you just see your dad in his work shirt. Just not happy. That's fucking terrible. But, yeah. So, yeah, watching the Cohen bullshit. Look. I'll say this. I just think it's funny, you know. If you're a pro-Trump guy, up until Trump was trashing Cohen, he was great. He was your fixer, you know. He was very involved. The moment Trump trashed him, he's a piece of shit liar. Get him out of here. He can't be trusted. And it's just like, why if he was so bad for so long, just like. If Trump was so bad for so long, why would you work for a guy that was so corrupt. And it's just like, why would you hire a guy that had no moral values or ethics at all? It's just like, it's so easy to ask the one way because you still want to support your guy. So it's easy to trash a guy that's now calling him out, but it's just like, how are you just going to ignore, you know, the fact that they were buddies for years and they basically fed off each other? I mean, they're both kind of, because I don't think Trump is any better or any worse than any other guy in his life position. He's doing exactly what I would expect him to do and be how he would be. I can't lie. I will say that Cohen is a shady lawyer type, and people at that level, it's birds of a feather flock together. They're all fucking shady. They're all shady, and it's pretty insane how people just pick and choose what they will and won't believe. But I don't know. It's all a fucking mess. It's all a distraction, and it's pretty sad. I gotta be honest. It's fucking sad that this is where we are, and I had so many of my liberal friends like super excited for the day he's gonna testify. It's like, it's not gonna change anything. It's not. It's gonna do nothing. It's just, you're gonna get to hear exactly what you want to hear for a couple hours. It's gonna make you feel good. You'll be able to post on Facebook about it a little bit. It'll piss off some of your your conservative friends. They're gonna ask you how you can be so dumb and blind and nothing sticks to them, and that's about it. And a few weeks we won't even care, you know. We don't even care about Kavanaugh anymore. Beers with Brett, that's not a thing. Jussie's not a thing. And Cohen will go to jail, and he won't be a thing. And like he said, when he gets out in 3 to 5 years, he'll get his book deal and his movie, and then people will go, see, we told you. And yeah, that'll be that. That'll be that. Sorry, bot is texting me. Oh, that was fun. So I want to say a quick happy birthday to my wife. She turned 40 yesterday, and it was a good day. It was a great day, and it's funny, man. She's 40. I mean, we met in our early 20s, and now she's a grown-ass woman. She's hotter to me now than she was when she was younger. I'm very fortunate to have her in my life. And I got her a good present. It's getting tough. She doesn't want much, but I know birthdays are important. They're important. And I had already got her some really, really nice shoes for Christmas. She got the Beyonce tickets last year as well. And I was like, I don't know what else she would want to do. So I had to go around asking. I went to the shop. So shout out to everybody at my barbershop. This is some classic black shit. I mean, I went to my barbershop, and I was like, man, I don't know what to do. Most of those guys in there are married, whatnot. So we started brainstorming, and my boy's like, man, spend your money on an experience, not some thing. Get an experience. And I was just like, you're right. And I called her friend, Tasha, and I'm like, hey, what's up with Essence Fest? And if you don't know, Essence Fest is like Black Woodstock. I don't know. That's the best. Actually, I think Afro punk shit might be, but it's just like a huge R&B festival. A lot of black people go to down in New Orleans every year. And she said they were talking about going, so I went online and got a couple of 3-day passes for them to go and hang out. And I was excited. And so my plan was to pick him up, run to the store. We got her, you know what? I'm a fan of this. I'm a fan of, and I've realized I've been getting this lately. It's a bag full of shit that you like. It's not one little present, like here's a pair of shoes or a hat. It's just, oh, you like pop, you like this type of popcorn in the bag. You like these socks, these type of socks in the bag. You like this kind of candy in the bag. You need in the, it's just like a nice little bag of shit that you like and you use it all, and I think it's fantastic. For me, it's typically like Toblerones. I'll get some beef jerky. I'll get a 4-pack of sugar-free Red Bull. I'll get Tic Tacs and maybe something like a movie thing, get a gift certificate. I'm going to use all of that. I'm going to use it all. So I love that. So that's what we did. Socks, popcorn, Raisinets, candy. Put it in a nice bag. Got a couple of bottles of some sparkling grape juice. I made dinner. One of her favorite meals. I got some red skin potatoes. I mashed those. I sauteed up some asparagus. Seasoned up a nice piece of salmon. And there you go, folks. And some sparkling grape juice. She came home. She opened the card. She saw it was the Essence Fest Pass. She cried. I cried. It was a good evening. You know, got her a couple slices of cheesecake, put the 4 and the O on top, boom. Miles gave her a card. You know, it was a good birthday. It was a good birthday. I hope, you know, I know I shouldn't speak for her, but I felt like we nailed it. You know, it wasn't overboard. She got something she wants. It's a trip. And yeah. Yep. So tonight I'm back in D.C. It seems like I've been I haven't been to D.C. in a while, so looking forward to that. I'm back at the Big Hunt tonight, doing a couple of sets, and I'm looking forward to it. Bringing the fam up, got a hotel pool for Miles. We'll go up there, grab something to eat. I'll jump on the metro, do my spots, come back, and then tomorrow we are going to Founding Farmers. If you're ever in D.C. and you want a great place to eat brunch, Founding Farmers. You got to make a reservation because it's kind of tough to get in there. So I'm excited. So we'll do that tonight and tomorrow, and yeah, that's it. So got some other stuff in the works. Oh, I'm coming back to Rochester. I'll be there late May. Last week of May. Yeah, last weekend in May to the first week of June. And then that following weekend, I'll be in Hasbrook Heights at Bananas with Mark Norman and Ian Lara. So that should be fun. And I plan on going to the city probably 3 days before, so I can do some sets in the city for... you know, once in a while. So that should be exciting. And then I'm finally going back out to Phoenix, like my second home. I'll be out in Phoenix in April. So I'm looking forward to that. That should be fun, the Tippy Improv again with Mark Norman. So that should be fun. Locally, got some shows here. We'll be at the Southern doing my new talk show called The After Show. If you've ever seen Tough Crowd, it's basically an homage to Tough Crowd, where it's a panel of 5 or 6 comics, couple people, non-comics, and we'll talk about all the latest social media stuff, all the social stuff that's going on, basically all the big headlines, all the pop culture stuff, and it's a fun show. We talk about some serious topics, and we try to make some jokes in there too. So it's just a nice forum to go in and just, instead of people just trying to do it on stage, and they haven't done it in joke form because they just can't. They don't have the platform. I mean, the skill set yet, to be honest. This is a way you can kind of do that. This is a forum set for it. It's just like, we're gonna talk about some serious stuff, but we can also throw some jokes in there. So looking forward to that. That's March 9th, and then I'll be headlining at the Southern April 12th, I believe. That's the date. And I'm looking forward to that as well. So I got a lot of stuff coming up. Hopefully some other things pop off for me. I'm hoping to have a good year. But there's a show. That's a show. Sorry, it wasn't funnier this week. Damn it. I actually had another rant I wanted to run and give a shot. But I guess I'm kind of out of time. But next week, I'll do it. See ya. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy.